Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One and one to Machado. Weaver ready, and the pitch. Manny swings, rips it into left field. That is down in a base hit. It's going to bounce and roll all the way to the wall. Wade and Lockridge have scored. Arise will be held as the throw comes into Volpe. A two-run double for Machado and a one-run game here in the eighth. Tying run 90 feet away. Xander swings, lines one into left field. That's down in front of Bellinger. Arise has scored. Machado's on his way. The throw to the plate is up the line. A two-run single for Xander. And the Padres lead it for the first time tonight.
Audio courtesy of Jesse Agler, 97.3 The Fan, flagship station of the San Diego Padres.
When John walked into the studio this morning, he said one thing. The Padres had no right winning that game, but they did.
I mean, a rainy night in New York, couple of delays, torrential rain. Padres are not—they're not a bad weather team. Clearly, look where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Not used to that. Playing the mighty Yankees in first place in the AL East, we were down the entire game until the eighth inning, where we scored four runs to come back, take the lead, and boom, bullpen does what it's done all year. We get the win—a huge win at Yankee Stadium, continuing this great road. Trip, but what is the big news is what my personal theory is to how this game ended up the way it was.
Okay.
Because right before Manny gets up to start the comeback, Fernando Tatis Jr., our MVP this year, perennial NL MVP, gets kicked out of the game for arguing strikes. I believe that there was something suspicious about this whole turn of events.
What do you mean?
We're about to lose on a rainy, horrible night in the Bronx. I have a theory that Fernando Tatis Jr. and Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres, had this little conversation. This is just me.
Okay.
Saying, hey, listen, of course, coach, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to try and drive the runs and do what I do. But if I'm sensing that maybe it's not happening for me, maybe I argue balls and strikes. Maybe I get kicked out. Maybe you come out. And then you get kicked out, sparking this team. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh,
Fernando Tatis Jr. had a questionable strike, too, that he was bothered by. He then proceeded to strike out. He then immediately went to the umpire and said, what I'm imagining is,
oh, geez, John.
Because he was instantly thrown out of the game.
Yeah,
I mean,
wow.
It wasn't even a question. He's gone. He even turned around before he finished saying it, knowing, I'm about to get kicked out.
Yeah.
Mike Schilt comes running out, and Mike Schilt is not a guy that gets angry very often.
Okay.
But he came out steaming, throws his glasses, card, basically saying, hey, throw me out too.
Okay.
He gets thrown out, and then boom, Machado. Boom, Xander Bogaerts drives in the runs. We win. Is that a far-fetched theory?
Well, no.
Perhaps, but
I don't know that it's far-fetched. I just don't know how accurate it is.
There's
but
no
you never
doubt
know.
that sparked a fire on a team that, again, had no right winning that game. Soaking wet, letting one slip away, and all of a sudden, no. We got our fire back. Boom, boom, boom. Suarez comes in, does what he does. We win again. I don't know. I do know this.
It's an interesting theory, John.
I had to get out of the house afterwards. I was walking Roger the puppy. I had my Padres jacket on. What a shock. A man who I've never met in my life on a knee cart. You know what a knee cart is? He had surgery, so he's kind of...
Yeah, my husband had one when he had his toe surgery.
He's on a knee scooter. How did we do tonight? Said, we won. He said, we won? We're playing New York in the Bronx and we win? I go, on a rainy night.
Yes.
And we are down 3-0. I love this team, is what he said.
That's awesome.
And that is what I'm talking about. Strangers, grown men, basically embracing on the street.
I love that.
Over a Padres win.
Go Padres.
Same two teams tonight, and you can hear this game and every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.